Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Monday Night, Matt, a glad Monday. And hello, everybody. Welcome to our program. A lot of good, glad things going on with the Yay. Gay for Milton being promoted more and more and more. I want to thank the Fayetteville Library today. Donated 50 flyers to Milton to promote Milton. And I want to thank Wendy and her son, William, two disabled people, for putting Milton up on their website and sharing it with their friends and everybody. And I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their up-and-coming donation. Inner Sight moving forward with the Gay for Milton, and rightfully so, and deservingly so.
That's right. All right,
and I want to thank, last but not least, the two women who called me from the Lions Club.
Oh, how nice.
Outraged over the death of Milton. And they believe that they may have raised the money to train Milton.
Oh, wow. So?
The Lions Club get all together, and you don't know who put in what, but you know that they put it in, so they're part of it. So Inner Sight has been invited to speak before the Lions Club and some big county meeting that they're going to have in the fall. So we're hoping that they will come on board with us and start doing things differently. You know, teach blind people how to train the dog. Teach them how to do remedial work.
That's right.
Rescue dogs that can be service dogs. You know, there's all kinds of things. And one of the things I think that they liked was I told them that we can make it so that they have to raise a lot less money.
There you go.
You don't need $50,000 to train a guidebook.
No, you don't.
No. So who knows what the future may bring. And
that's
all
right.
Because of the connection that Milton is making on people. People stop me on the street.
Wow.
You know, they see my dog with the sign, and they say, "What is this?" You know, I give them a flyer. If they don't have a Facebook, they said, "Don't worry, I'll find some place to put it." maybe their son or daughter or nephew or whatever. So Milton has an effect on people.
Sure.
A great effect. And we're going to move this thing forward and keep moving it forward. I have people interested in other cities who want to do a day for Milton. Chicago,
that's
Boston,
awesome.
Name a couple. So the word is spreading. You know, and we have people interested in Philadelphia to do a day for Milton. And Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
Other parts of Pennsylvania. So as soon as the 19th is under our belt, we're going to look to do another day for Milton in another town, another city. Keep it going.
That's right.
All right,
Inner Sight. In a sense. Sorry, fine.
Yeah.
Continue.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, there are guide dogs across America, so why not?
Yeah, why not guide dogs across America? That'd be good.
Guide dogs all over the country, all over the world.
That's right. That's right.
And the Lions Club who called me agreed that the school should be regulated. What's wrong with that? They must be accountable for all that money they're taking in. So that's one of the offshoots, a goal that's in the background here. I mean, you know, the day for Milton is up front. You want to praise Milton and let the world know what he meant to Michelle and get the word out on that. So, May 19th, Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York. Come on down, 11 to 2. It's all free. We'll have prizes. Angelo today from Suffolk Bus donated 2 dozen blankets that you
oh,
fold
that's
up and
good.
Goes into a pouch like a throw blanket.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to be giving those away or wrapping them off. I don't know, whatever Tom wants to do.
That's whatever a great idea.
Well, thank you, Angelo from Suffolk Bus.
Yeah.
Thank you, John Corrado, Tom McAteer, the whole gang over there. Suffolk Bus. And Tommy Mac and I today pledged, we know each other 10 years, that we're brothers.
Yeah.
There you have it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the people in Suffolk Bus Corp. Inner Sight. Means Freedom, Advocate for the Disabled, brought to you by our phone number, 631-224-3090. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, great food and a great atmosphere over there, beautiful place. It's a old building, one of the first buildings, if not the first building, built in Bellport.
Wow. That's cool.
So come on over to Shelby's Kitchen. And, of course, Tom and Michelle and where Milton spent many, many, many days.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. Talk to you about the Third Eye Insight. Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. You can learn how to protect yourself and stay in shape. And, you know, you won't have to be afraid of your mother-in-law.
Sorry.
All right. And by the way, an early happy Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, right?
Yeah, I believe it's Sunday. Wow, time flies.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All you disabled moms and more and their friends, come to the day from Milton, May 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York. All right, I want to thank the woman who called me. Her name is Courtney. Who discovered an error on the brewing website, and we immediately fixed it. So,
all right. Cool.
Listen to the show. Check the website again. The time has been straightened out. It's 11 to 2.
Yes.
Friday, May 19th. All right. 14 Station Road. People are responding to Milton. Mm-hmm. Met a guy out here who works on the railroad. Nice guy, you know. Started talking with him. Admired my dog. Gave him the fly. He says, I'm going to post this up at headquarters.
There you go.
So he told me he put it up right in the headquarters of all the workers, you know, the railroad. Wherever headquarters is, I don't know. It's out here, I know that. Everybody wants to help.
Including me. I'll be there if I'm sick or not. Yeah.
Huh?
I said, I'll be there if I'm sick or not. I don't care. I'll be there.
Yeah, well, everybody wants to be there. Everybody, you know, when they hear the story, they're so flabbergasted. They can't believe it.
That's
you know?
True.
And you know the thing that I got to say, and this is Monday Night Mad or Glad, the thing that makes me mad, these lions that called me, they're from the Women's Lioness Club, you know, they didn't even know what happened to Milton.
That's even worse.
They weren't informed.
Because they want them to get money.
They looked it up in the newspapers, and they were shocked.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the school has to be accountable, man.
Of course.
Yeah. See, you know what they should be doing? They should be meeting with all these people that help them raise money and say, look, we're gonna do something about this. We want to get regulated. We want to get licensed. We want to make sure in every way we can that nothing like this ever happens again.
Yeah.
They're not
doing
that.
No.
If they were, they'd be joining with us.
That's
the
very true.
From Milton.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. Yeah, right there, man. Put it where it belongs. You know? All right, in a sight. 213-816-1650. And Mike, I got your message. I'll get back to you tomorrow on that thing out there in Texas, whatever's going on with that stuff. All right?
Yeah.
And I want to thank all our friends, all our callers who have called in and who will call in to InterSight.
Mm-hmm.
120. What's the total? Give me a...
120.
Give me a total.
Yeah, 120,047.
Wow, 120,045?
Seven. 47.
Wow, we took a leap.
Yeah, we did.
120,047. We're on our way to 125,000.
That's right.
We're going to make it, man.
Yeah, we are.
You wait and see. Have we gotten any new names on the petition for service dog, I wonder?
I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, check that out. I'm just curious. Since this whole thing is about Milton and there's so much publicity, you know, I wonder if we got anything, any additions to our petition. By the way, go to change.org, put in service dog, and sign the petition if you believe the school should be regulated. If you believe that they should be accountable, sign the petition. All right? I have a feeling that a lot of people at Silo are going to be signing this petition now.
I have a feeling that a lot of people in general are going to be signing.
Really, and people that have started to do a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. All right, InterSight brought to you by Big East, Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank you so much. I want to thank Babette Haggerty for posting us.
Man.
And for, I think she alerted the Kennel Club and all her students. Thank you so much, Babette. My buddy Gary. Gary, nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical. 631-484-3085. So check him out. And Gary said he would post on his website with the Jason Milton. What?
We have 75,891.
Oh, all right. It's almost 76,000.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good number.
It is a good number.
Probably get some more at the... I got to get a canister.
Yeah. I saw one. I told you I did.
Yeah.
It's really perfect for that.
Well, we'll have to see how much it is. So.
Yeah, it's like $50. I don't know if that's going to be perfect.
Yeah. All right. InterSight. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the youngsters that have perished at the hands of evildoers. Remember them? Go an extra mile for a child. InterSight reminds you. And InterSight's getting around, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Is Lorraine on the line?
Let me look. Okay. I like to refresh.
All right. In a sight?
Yes, she is.
What's
your
Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Thank them for all their help, advertising us on their website, putting us up on the News 12 site, and looking and trying to get us on the patch. Find out about that tomorrow. Inner Sight, contacting the Suffolk Police. I got to make a follow-up call with the canine tomorrow. And Inner Sight, moving forward, it's a day for Milton, May 19th, Brewing Hall, 14 Station Road, Belfort. All right. I brought to you by Able News. You got the Able News out?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Thank you, Angela Melanie, for the Able News, for promoting the day for Milton, the April edition. And we thank all the papers that have come forward. We'll be checking in with them to see if there'll be any more promoting. I hope we get a couple of more getting closer
yeah, right.
to the event.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, and all of our friends will have some prizes at the day for Milton. We're going to have a little raffle. I got two gift cards so far. I'm going to get one more item, first, second, third prize. And I got raffle tickets. So, you know, whatever you want to, we'll have a couple of bucks for three tickets or whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, Mike is open, so you can introduce her.
Yeah, hi, Lorraine.
Hello. Hi, everyone. How are you
hi,
doing?
Hi, how was your weekend?
It was fun. How was yours?
Mine was great. I got rest.
You got rest. That's good.
Yeah.
You always need good rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Today, too, yeah. I don't know what it was. It's the change of the weather to the summer, and I guess I just was enjoying a good night's sleep this afternoon. It was crazy.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
A day closer to Milton.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A day closer.
It's that week. It's that week of Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's that Sunday the 14th. It's right in that week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But then next Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be on the 19th. Well, it's after Mother's Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
That's so cool.
We're going to have a great time. You know, we're going to have, we have bracelets. I got one in black. It has beads. The beads spell Milton. And some of them are going to have a paw print.
Aww.
You know, metal paw print.
That's great.
So I'm going to give those away.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have T-shirts. The T-shirts, I don't know what they're about, $15, I guess.
Still not bad.
So they're going to sell the T-shirts. There's Milton in the front, and on the back has all the sponsors.
Oh, how cool.
There you go. And whatever else I mentioned earlier, Angela donated two dozen throw blankets. Comes with a pouch.
Nice.
Take it with you. It's traveling, you know. I don't know if we're going to give those away. We probably will. So people will have prizes. And
what's the grand prize?
Surprise. Speakers. We have speakers lined up.
Yeah, okay.
Jose Delgado from Silo. Olga Murray from the town of Islip. She's a town official. I got to call the mayor of Brookhaven tomorrow. See if he's going to read the proclamation.
I could go to town hall and see if I could get the town clerk to do, he's really good that way with disabled individuals. He put in the light near my house. You know, he wanted more of them, but he has to do it one at a time, write a letter one at a time. Isn't that crazy? With those the accessible traffic signals. So
right.
He's going to be, you know, in my book, he's really pretty good. I think he would do some, something, some head towards them.
About safety with guide dogs, service dogs.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know? But he's got to let us know if he's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go tomorrow to the office. They have an office right in town, and I'm like a block away from town.
All right. What was he, the mayor of Farmingdale?
Something like that. He's a town clerk, mostly. Olga probably knows him.
Oh, he's town clerk?
Yeah. I don't think we have a mayor, but we have a town clerk, and that he does everything, literally.
Well, see what he says.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it. Keep it clean. Anybody on the line?
We have one person who's a guest on our line, and he's from a 979 area code. Okay, ready? I don't know what you're there, so let's go.
Paula, you want to talk on the air? Push number one.
Well, he can't now. I opened his mic, so let me close it again.
All right.
Hold on. If you'd like to speak on the show, please. Yes, he does. Okay. That's easy.
By the way, hello to Wendy and William, mother and son, who are in a shelter.
Oh, my.
Both disabled, and they got... It's a typical story.
Yeah.
Couldn't pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she told me they get between the two of them $2,100 a month.
Wow.
Couldn't pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
And got evicted. You know?
Wow.
Now, this should not be, man. This is a definite mess.
There is a definite
All these damn agencies. All these agencies out here, you know, multi-million-dollar, most of them, get money from the government, raise money, you know, take big salaries. I mean, you check the salary of the director, the assistant director, the secretary, and all that. Big money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mean tell me they can't get together and raise money and help somebody so they don't get evicted?
That's true.
No?
More than true.
That's a damn fine.
It's a disgrace, yes.
It's a damn fine. It really
mm-hmm.
is. And that regulation, that law where, if you get a little something extra, the government will diminish your benefits, that's got to be done away with.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing is stupid and ridiculous. No, it really is. And that's what happens. Millions and millions of people. Happens every day someplace in this country. People get evicted because they don't have the means.
That's right.
Well, to pay the rent. So that's a definite mad and that's definite definitely something that has to be changed. Because these agencies are going to use us to have money, and they should protect us.
That's true.
They wouldn't have a dime.
That's the truth.
All right, in sight, man, I'm glad. What?
The mic's open for that 979 number, but they haven't spoken yet. They were very kind to wait.
Yeah. And, you know, we need to get into a position where we can change these laws, you know, so that people can have more of a chance to have a good life. So they won't have to struggle as much and fall into a situation where they can't get any help. So that's one of the things that Inside would like to do. You know, the biggest waste, of course, these nursing homes.
Yeah,
horrible,
definitely.
Horrible places. Big waste of money.
Very much. Big waste of money.
That reminds me,
like
we need
just
a subtitle.
Yeah, exactly. Night. Yes, we do. Just going to say that.
All right, so we got to put that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need a title for Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody would like to be on the show, let us know. Or drop us a line.
Yeah.
I got a new email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com.
Once Milton.
InnerSight 1620@gmail.com.
I can barely hear you, Frank. Yeah, I'm so sorry, but I can't hear too much what you say. There's a big like buzz in the line, and it's driving me nuts. You hear that?
Well, turn the phone up. Hello?
Yeah, barely heard you. When you came back, I heard you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but it's very faint for me. I don't know how it is for Lorraine. Lorraine, how's your line?
Dial back in and see what happens.
Yeah, okay, I'll be right back.
Lorraine, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Oh, okay. It's got to be on her end.
Mm-hmm.
All right, InnerSight, and you know, we urge other agencies to join us in the day for Milton. You're welcome. You know, as long as we all are of one voice, you know, on the same page, you know, that's the important thing. So if you're out there, you're listening, or somebody told you about it, give us the call. We could use the help, and you'd be doing a great thing. You'd be celebrating a great dog, Milton. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Frank, was there a caller that wanted to speak?
Yeah,
what?
But it looks like I put him back on hold because he didn't say anything for a bit, and I thought that was the line that was, you know, messing it up, but it wasn't.
All right.
Yeah.
Do we have any calls?
We have a caller who raised his hand to speak, but the problem is I didn't hear anything from the line. Hold on, let's check it again.
Well, let's see. Caller, if you want to talk, let us know.
Yeah,
you have
a hand up. Hello?
There he is.
Here.
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I hear you well now.
How are you doing?
How you doing? Good.
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Mike.
Hey, Frank, I left a message on your office number. I don't know if you got it today. It was like about 3 or 4 o'clock your time, or actually about 5 o'clock your time.
Yeah, I got it. I was going to call you tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, and I have new on these Braille schedules that they're trying to mess with. I got a little progress on it, but I got it. See, I'm sort of upset at this National Library Service, but at least I understand the strike, but I got a hold of the supervisor. Even though she was trained, she told me a week for Thursday, she let's call me back because I told her I have problems with y'all doing this Braille stuff. I told her the NFL Braille schedule comes out on time, no pandemic. I even told her the pandemic, I don't know how this works. I got the NFL schedule on time during the pandemic. Isn't that a nice thing? And then baseball, and I told her every year, before the pandemic, y'all are always late on these two schedules, the basketball and baseball. And I called the Clover Nook Center, man, they're a piece of work over there, I think. Give a flimsy ass excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her there's no reason, and I looked it up, because see, people don't look stuff up like I do. I called the library and looked this up. And I told her, check in August, you're going to have your baseball schedule for next year in print, okay. You're telling me you can't get the thing in 6 months. You have like about 5 months to do it, and you're telling me y'all can't do this in 5 months and get out to everybody.
Well, what are you wanting? You want it in Braille?
Yeah, but they always, I told her the basketball and baseball schedule always come late, and you look when they print it for the print people, and I told her she's going to look it up and get research and call back me on the 18th. And I said, look, it comes out in August, like sometime in August they put the print schedule for next year for baseball. And I told her, y'all have from then all the way through March to get this done. And you're telling me y'all can't get this done in about 5 or 6 months and mail it to everybody?
Well, don't they have a Braille press at that library?
No, they contracted out, Frank.
Oh, that's the problem.
The Covid Center for the Blind. And I get this, I talk, and I call them.
They should
them
have a Braille press.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I called and talked to the supervisor over the Braille production. Get this. This is how stupid to take the blind are. Get this. Oh, he said, and I told the lady this, you're going to tell me, you're going to have somebody type a 100-page document up there or schedule, and you tell me, and the guy told me, those times are accurate. You have to be kidding me, man. No, idiot or bonehead is going to print a hundred-page schedule and put up not the right times. I mean, that's what I say. And I told her, these people are just doing excuses so they don't have to do it. I told her, if y'all don't want to do it, just get to somebody else or don't do it at all. I'm fed up with these damn people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to do the job, don't do it at all or get to somebody else. So she said she's going to look at there in the basketball system. I think the basketball comes out in June. Okay, I can understand it's a little late, but they can have that sucker wrapped up at like the end of September or October, but they don't do that either. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's good they print brown, but they don't do it on time.
Right.
Well,
and it's not right, even worse.
Mike, where do you normally get a schedule like that, online?
No. The print ones, yeah, they put online, and then they take the file, then they convert it into print it out and send it out to all those countries. But I don't understand that football schedule, yeah, that comes all the time, but when it comes to baseball and basketball, they're always late.
Mm.
And they use the pandemic for an excuse. I swear, everybody in this country is still using that damn pandemic for an excuse.
Every library should have a Braille press. Every company should.
I agree with that.
They don't. You think because all the libraries get government money. I think even the public library gets government money, if I'm not mistaken. But they don't. It's just your state library. But they have the state libraries have one Braille printer, but it goes to that Clover Nook Center out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's where that prints them all.
The law, and they get away with it. That's the whole thing.
Yep, and they do it for a charge. You like you go to American Printing House, or there's a company down here called Visual Aid Volunteers. They charge you for a freaking page. But I guess the National Library Service has a contract with them where they don't where the government pays them to do it.
Yeah.
But Mike, hopefully on the 18th I'll find out. Hopefully she'll tell me something.
Mike, do you have a smartphone?
No. Why?
No, I'm just curious. See, they want everybody to have a smartphone, and then they tell you that this phone can do everything. And it's not true.
It isn't true, no.
That's what the government wants to go do, because they want to get rid of the flip phones. I can tell people they don't want to believe me, but time's going to prove me right.
Yeah.
All, like, the smartphones, Google, they want to track everybody in the freaking world and country. That's why I tried to give you this other email I told y'all about.
Mm-hmm.
It uses Google, but it can't track you. I don't know why I went with Google. It's going to track you.
That's what they're doing already now.
They are.
Yeah, but if you go to that Star page I told you about a month ago, it uses Google, but it don't put all that crap in your computers. It don't track you or nothing. It scrambles it somehow where Google can't, I guess, find it.
Mm.
Even though it uses the Google server, it encrypts it so I guess they can't find out unless they crack the code. I don't know if they crack that code because those codes are hard to figure out, but maybe the government did. I don't know, but last time I heard they hadn't.
If it's encrypted, I'm the tech person, sorry. If it's encrypted, it's really encrypted to, you know, a large amount of bytes, so it's a little difficult for them to actually crack an encrypted phone.
Yeah, that's why this lady, I guess, remember that Star Mail I was telling you about. I'm surprised I didn't go with that because they can't find you that way. They use the Google service and stuff, but they don't track you or nothing.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they're pushing all the smartphone and the smart stuff to track everybody. That's why they went to do that, trying to build the, see, that's why they went and put this 5G stuff to make all these smart cities like China where they know where everybody's at. Just like this digital money they're working on. That's another way to track you. To track you, like, oh, sorry, so you took the money out of your account. We're going to censor you. We're going to punish you. That's all this stuff is.
Oh, it's going to get. I'm sorry.
That's all this stuff is to control everything every human being does in the world and in
the country. Artificial intelligence is just starting. So be forewarned by me that, you know, artificial intelligence, which means like robotics, you know, talking back to the human.
Yeah, but the governments are doing the digital currency right now. It's not implementing it, but they're working on it.
Oh, yes, they are working on it heavily, too. If you go look, you could. If you can, I don't know if you have any way of interpreting it through Braille or something, but you probably do. If you just go to Amazon, okay, and just take a look at their careers section. It's Amazon.jobs, I believe it's called. And you go there and you see all the jobs for AI. It's unreal. A lot.
Yeah, because these big companies like Amazon, Google, all these Alphabet, whatever, they're just putting money into that. All these big companies are putting money into it. And I don't think you're going to catch a blind person working at Amazon, because I had a friend, he cited, man, it's hard to get on there. He and I had problems, and he cited. He works for Amazon part-time, but to get in the system, he said it's hard.
I don't think
you're going to have a blind person working at Amazon. If they do, man, that would be a feat and a half.
Yeah. You know, because I was just looking for, like, a basic job, but if you knew AI, you'd be paying three figures, at least, to that person.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, just packaging and stuff. Those people make about almost $20 an hour, just packaging.
Yeah, but I'm also talking about
But I'm saying for a
blind
person to do that, good luck of one of us getting a job like that.
No.
Yeah, that thing's impossible to get into yet. Because everything's online. You have to do it all online and everything. I don't know how to fit people online, because my friend said it was hard. He had even problems with it.
Yeah.
But he got in there.
That was good. At least you got in finally, right?
Don't ever replace the human brain.
No, you won't.
Nope. And if they're fooling around with that, they're fooling around with something that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. It says it in the Bible. You know? If they think they're going to take over.
That's true.
And run people, you know, God's going to step in.
That's one.
At the right time.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah.
There's no substitute for the human brain. Never will be.
The best thing that I saw recently, maybe about a few months ago, and what I saw was this doctor. They were getting these doctors. He goes, this person's going to explain what you have. And then here comes this robot coming into the room. And as the robot was explaining, he literally falls apart. So that's just the way things are going to be,
yeah,
I think.
They're ruining
the earth. Can you imagine a robot explaining your disease? I think I would just kick it or something, or throw something at it.
Why not? They have it now where a doctor's in one part of the country, and he has his arms in another part of the country. He's sitting there, and he's operating you. One side of the country's on, and the arms are on the other side of the country working on a human being.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Yep. It's really a big money fest, let's put it that way. They want money for...
Yeah, they're getting into telemedicine
that.
Too. That's going to be a good thing that's taken off. They call it telemedicine.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind a doctor speaking with another doctor, even out of the country or across the country or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If they know the person does the surgery, you know, better than them, they've done it a lot, and then you've got your hands on the other end doing it, then yes, I could see that would be a popular thing. But I cannot see just replacing a whole doctor.
They're looking in the wrong place. They're looking in the wrong place. The cure for everything that we have, every disease in this world is in the body.
Mm-hmm.
In there. You know? You got to learn how to bring it out. You got to learn
and get it out.
And the reason they can't find the cures is because everything is impure.
Money.
The water, the air.
Oh, everything, yeah.
You know? So they'll never find it.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that you get, you're better off trying to cure it within your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to go to these holistic doctors who know about that. You know, these scientists are looking in the wrong place.
Definitely.
They really are. Especially when they mess around with the brain. Hey, Mike,
yeah,
I'll call you tomorrow.
Mike? You there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you a call tomorrow, all right?
Okay.
All right, take care, Mike.
Okay.
All right, thanks again. Touching base.
You're welcome.
All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, and let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Pick your own subject. Wednesday night's our nursing home show. Tournament to Accessible Housing. And Thursday, we'll have a show pertaining to Milton, probably. Related this Thursday and next. All right. Friday's the funnies. Oh, Pepper, Sweet Pepper Treat will be here tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll have some fun.
Tomorrow night, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Pepper Treat.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Pepper Lips. I mean, Sweet Pepper Treat.
Behave.
We'll be here tomorrow night. And we'll have some funny stuff
that's
going on. I don't know what she's got in store, but, you know, and then she'll be here again Friday night on the funny. So tomorrow and Friday, Sweet Pepper Treat and I will meet.
Uh-oh.
The Inner Sight Road.
Ah. No. That's cool.
Sweet Pepper Treat. Tomorrow night. Now, Friday, let's see, who are we going to have Friday? Louie will be here.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Dinnigan. He's a fanatic. Who knows what he'll come up
with.
Yeah. All right. So that's the week on Inner Sight, and a week from Friday is Milton Day.
Yeah. Can you believe that? 1 week left. Holy cow.
Well, a little 1 week and...
some days.
4 days or whatever it is.
Yeah.
10 days.
I really got to hunker down and pass out more flyers.
Yeah, get out there, man. Get out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Come on, doors. You can fly.
I'm
going to
put up another 10 if I could get the ink out of the printer. I said I have to buy some paper and ink for the printer. I ran out. It's getting pricey, but I'm doing it.
Oh, go to the library. They print them.
That's far away from me. I don't know how I'll get there. I'll have to get a scat.
Nice.
Oh. Oh, you're not near the library?
No, not at all.
Yeah. All right, anybody who, oh, by the way, innersight.info now, you can see the date for Milton on the homepage. By the way, open the website. Let's read it for people.
Okay, hang on.
Innersight.info. Go to our website, please post it on all your social media and wherever else you can put it.
Oh, it looks nice.
We greatly appreciate it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, read it.
Oh, you want me to read it where Milton is or from the beginning?
No, just the Milton.
Okay. It's a service petition. I'm sorry. Service dog petition and a day for Milton. All proceeds go to Inner Sight to promote animal safety. Milton, a 3-year-old black Labrador guide dog who assisted a deaf-blind woman, died last summer. A day for Milton is planned for May 19th at the Belport Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A Day for Milton is a disability awareness event and free to the public. For more information, one may call 631-224-3090. And that's that.
All right.
We even got the nursing home petition up here. Pretty good, pretty good.
And like we said, A Day for Milton, any donations, you know, go to promote animal safety.
Safety.
You can go to our PayPal and make a donation if you want.
Yes.
All right. So that's good. That's up on the website, innersight.info is where you find it. And anybody listening, please share it.
Yeah.
Tell people about it. Get it out.
Definitely.
And we thank you for that.
Definitely.
All right, let's see. Matt or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. And, you know, that getting back to 847, by the way. New York. Getting back to Mike's call for a couple of minutes, the solution to that is a Braille press.
Right.
You know, someone reads Braille. You go into a place, any place. I don't care what place. They should have a Braille press to accommodate people. You know, persons that I read Braille, or of course where they can make it in large print or sound.
Yeah. Pardon me, Frank, we have another caller when you're done.
Yeah. Well, that's the solution. The problem is, with the whole thing, there's no enforcement. You know? Now, to pay for a Braille press is the inner-site solution again. The government and the agencies should chip in and pay for it, and make sure it's enforced. They should make sure that anyone who walks into an establishment is able to read what's there. That should be that's a guarantee. You know, okay. If you don't know the language, you can learn the language.
Yes,
but if
you can.
You can't see and you're blind, you can't learn to see.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Unless it's
no.
With Braille.
Exactly.
Or sound.
That's right.
So that's the solution. And there's no enforcement. That's why the Braille press is not in the establishment.
That's right.
And the agencies that would raise money to pay for the damn thing can make a few bucks on it.
Right.
But you need the law.
Person,
all right, InnerSight, caller 213-816-1650. Who we got on the line?
I think it's a friend. I forgot. This is bad. He's online now. Hey.
Hey, Suzanne. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank.
Who that?
That Joe that.
Yeah, I knew that.
That
I'm getting
that.
Old.
Huh.
But I wasn't sure. Didn't want
hey,
to make a fool.
For your
who
problem
that, Joe?
About.
Oh,
yeah.
There he is, huh?
Yeah, I got big glasses
hey,
on. I heard what you said.
Big Joe, what's up?
I just heard that Suzanne was talking about having problems with the printer running out of supplies. I
yeah.
presume
oh,
then
yeah.
that you're probably using like a, what do they call it, inkjet type of printer. I recommend getting a laser printer. The more
I have a laser printer, but each time I put a new thing in it, it costs me $100, a new ink.
No, it's not a laser. Probably not. Are you sure it's a laser? Because
yeah, I used to work in tech, so yeah, it's a laser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how long does the laser, the toner last?
It actually lasts a pretty long time, but I would say like half a year with the way the printing
yeah.
that I'm doing. Yeah.
I have a laser at home, and
yeah.
the toner isn't nearly as expensive as if you had to buy those cartridges for the
the
inkjet.
My husband has the inkjet, and his has cost him a lot of money. He goes, I have to get the cyan now. I have to get the whatever name next. Yeah.
You know, you pay like $40, $50 for the laser jet, I mean, for the inkjet, and then you got to pay $30 for the cartridges. That's how they make the money.
This is worse. Exactly.
It is.
And the worst thing is I can't see anything on the printer. I can't see anything on the printer right now because of my vision. So I sit down and I have 7X glasses on, which are like putting on a magnifying glass straight to your eye, and I could barely read it out. I can't read it very well. Even the board is getting smaller to me, but I'm hoping that I could still read it, you know?
Yeah, you need to have a very good magnifying glass. I have to, I've used a magnifying glass too, and they don't help.
No, they get glare, a lot of glare. And that's what I hit in my eyes. So it's really tough.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, all right, so you already know about the laser jet.
Well, yeah,
so
I have
how
to
are
go
you
to
guys
a,
doing?
Doing well. We're setting up Milton, a day for Milton. It's been going well. We have a lot of newspapers and stuff like that. So I can't wait. I'm actually real excited about this. Frank
is it gonna
probably
be,
feels the same way.
Is it going to be a virtual event, or is it going to be
no,
a real
event? No, it's an
event
actual
at
event.
Someplace? Oh, yeah?
It's an actual event. And we might or might not, we haven't discussed it yet, put it earlier for Blog Talk Radio, right, Frank?
No. It's from 11 to 2.
Yeah, but are we going to have
Friday,
Blog Talk?
Friday, May 19th.
Okay.
At Station Road, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York.
Okay.
11 to 2 is the time.
Yeah, I know. I meant our radio broadcast. Are we going to broadcast from the brewing hall? I could do that if you want me to.
Day for Milton.
Okay. Okay, you will probably have a broadcast after that.
Have the Follies on at night.
Yeah, which
it's
will be great.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a question about that. Printing stuff. Now, excuse my ignorance, but don't these computers do what you call a printout?
Well,
only if
you have to have a printer in order to have the printer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, you have to have a separate piece of equipment?
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
I thought the damn thing came with the computer.
No.
Now, besides that, when you're talking about printout, Frank, you're talking old time. Printout is like when they used to have, let me see, before desktops, they had it.
You're going, remember that?
Yeah, it's like a telemetric machine, the old teletype machine, it seemed like.
Yeah.
It's
like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
yeah,
didn't it work?
That probably came with the computer.
It worked, and so did
now,
the modem sounded the same way. Like you knew the modem was coming on, too.
Right.
That's how you got to the internet.
Didn't it give you a print of what you wanted?
Your
but it's a lot different today.
Yeah,
one
it was
person
a lot different.
Then, shut up.
I'm sorry.
Let Joe answer the question.
Go ahead, Joe.
Joe. But it was... It was a lot different way back when, Frank. That's when they used to have IBM machines attached to, what they call it, mainframe. And then they got away from the mainframe.
It was attached
to
the computer.
So at that time, it was attached to the computer. But the computer was then like in a main room. You couldn't have it. It wasn't a home computer. But now you have a home computer. You can have a nice little small computer. And then you have to buy the printer separately from that. Then you attach the two together through cables. And then you use your computer to type up whatever you want to type up or scan whatever you want to scan. And then the computer prints it out.
I don't know. The other way makes more sense to me.
What does?
You know, a computer and just... attach a printer to it. Make it
that
small.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but you don't want to have an automatically, like a Siamese twin, a printer and a computer, because some people want a particular type of a printer, and they don't want the computer. So then it's going to cause a conflict. So you just buy the computer, and then once you have your computer and you're satisfied with that, you can buy any type of printer that you want to go along with it.
That's true.
Kind of weird. I don't know.
Frank, it goes with a plug that's called a USB plug, similar to the one that you get for your cell phone that could hook up into a little adapter. But the USB plug connects to from the computer to the printer. That's the difference. And it's straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's called a peripheral device.
Yeah, I like my printer.
It's all about money.
It is true. It's about money.
Don't worry, Frank. It's not that complicated. All you got to do is buy the computer, get the printer, you hook it up the way Suzanne said, you're set.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can afford it. All right, Inner Sight. We got to get out of here. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic, thanks to our callers. Thanks a lot, Joe, for that.
Yeah, and another thing, before you guys go, I'm going to be joining the ranks of BTR again. I'm going to be hosting my own show. It'll probably be starting next Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Ooh,
so
what time?
I'll be back on 9 o'clock. I'll be back on
9
BTR
o'clock?
Again.
Great.
Yep.
I might listen
to
your show.
All right, I'll see you when I see you. So you're at the end of the show time, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Inner
Sight
means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. I want to thank all our callers, all the people helping with the day for Milton. May 19th, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York, from 11 to 2 on a Friday, May 19th. All right, be with you tomorrow night. Thank all our friends, Lorraine, Suzanne, everybody.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night all over the world. And enjoy your evening.
Have a good one.
All right.